What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Shalom, what's going on, everybody? I am Bishop Kevin Foreman, and this is the Bishop Kevin Foreman Leadership Podcast. Today's podcast is going to be amazing. It's going to speak life into your life. All of this is done to help leaders go further, faster. You ready for this one? The negaholic leader. There's nothing worse than being a leader that's addicted to negativity. It's happening. 3, 2, 1.
And we love people. And you know we love life. Love life. Love God. And we love people. And you know we love life.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, I'm Mr. Foreman, pastor of Harvest Church, leader of the Harvest Leadership Network, chancellor of Harvest Bible College, president of the Harvest Foundation, so many different things that we do, all to bring value to your life. You know, I want to encourage you, if you don't have the Harvest mobile app, you've got to get it. Not only do we have it on Android and Apple devices, including for your iPad, but we also now have a new Apple TV channel, a new Roku channel, a new Fire Stick channel that's available for you. So many different resources available to speak life into your life. I want to encourage you to get that. Best way to get it is to stay connected to our app and to stay connected to our text family. How do you do that? You just text Harvest to 55498. Create a text message, make the phone number 55498, text the word Harvest. It's going to give you a list of options so that you can take next steps to connect with us. Also want to encourage you to join the Harvest Leadership Network. It is a network of like-minded leaders in all seven spheres of society, arts and entertainment, business, education, family, government, media, and church. And it's an amazing network for you to connect with. Resources are made available. I'm going to be changing up the network real soon, so I want to encourage you to get in now so that you can take advantage of all the great resources that are available, including something that I still do to this day, one-on-one sessions. I believe in the power of one-on-one sessions. I believe that the most effective leaders are coach leaders. Kobe Bryant, the late, great Kobe Bryant, had a coach. Michael Jordan had a coach. Tiger Woods has a coach. You name anyone who has done anything well, not just in sports, but in business, but in any sphere of society, they were always coached. I am a leader in authority, but I'm a leader under authority, and I am coached and mentored and guided. So I want to encourage you to consider a one-on-one. I still make myself available to do those. So many executives, some of the seven-figure leaders that I mentor, and have mentored them on their journey of accomplishment in business to go from level to level, from stage to stage. I'm taking advantage of that. And you can always book those through the app or through our website. You can go to bishopforeman.com and do it that way. Or, of course, harvestchurch.church. Or, as you know, text Harvest at 55498. Let me tell you something. God is always moving in the lives of people who are connected to Harvest. And I want to encourage you, if you ever need a jolt to your faith, a jolt to your courage, a jolt to vision, a jolt to believe that great things are ahead for you, go to our app or website and look at the Change Lives blog. These are literally testimonies that people have submitted themselves. So the only thing the church does is take out their name if they put it in there. Other than that, it's literally the exact testimony. So typos and all are going to be in there of how it speaks life into people and the results that they've seen in their lives. And God is really moving in the lives of the people of Harvest. I'm going to read you and the people that are connected through all of the different things that we offer. I'm going to read you one. This is, Bishop, I've heard my shepherd's voice and I've changed since Christ. Recently, I became a member of Harvest in the spring and began sowing in June. Of course, I was skeptical and scared at first, but I would sow sometimes even my last dollar. I would even sometimes feel bad about not sewing, but I would sew as much as I could. I have never, ever sewed before. As I grew closer to God and Harvest, I can now say I'm happier than ever. And listen to this, you all, totally debt-free. Stop! Wait a minute. Joined in June, sewed in spring. This is the August 2023 podcast. And the testimony is happier than ever and totally debt-free. Received an extra education check of $2,000 out of nowhere and a $20,000 worth of debt totally paid off. I cannot express how much praise and honor I give to our Lord. God is good. Thank you, Bishop. Let me tell you, thank you, Jesus. The people who are connected to Harvest in any shape, form, or fashion are always seeing results in their life. And so I want to encourage you to make sure that, again, you take advantage of all of the different resources that we make available to you. And again, best way, text Harvest to 55498. Let's jump into today's leadership talk. The negaholic leader. So whenever you look at leadership, one of the worst things that you could ever do is become a leader that is addicted to negativity. When you're a leader that's addicted to negativity, it literally is going to filter down all throughout your organization or whatever you lead. And it's easy to become a negative person. Why? Because as a leader, you're going to deal with tribulations. Acts 14:22, New King James Version says, we must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God. That word tribulations literally means internal pressure. So there's something putting a demand on you internally that's coming from something external. The Bible says that this is required. We must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God. Well, Luke 17:21 says that God's kingdom has been placed in you and I. So as a leader, whatever sphere of society we're in, there is something God put in us, his kingdom, that we manifest around us. Which means every place we go, we are manifesting his kingdom. And what is the kingdom? What is God's kingdom? So it's not a building. It's not a church building. It's not a cathedral. No, the God's kingdom are these three basic components. Number one, heaven's attributes in the earth. And I've done a lot of teaching on this, so I encourage you to check out our podcast to get messages about this. Everywhere you go, God has placed in you the ability to manifest heaven's attributes in the earth. Number two, it is God's MO, or modus operandi. Everywhere you go, God has sent you to manifest the way he does things, which means when you show up, you bring a better way. When you show up, you bring a higher way. The Bible says his thoughts are higher than ours. His ways are higher than ours. He's placed that on the inside of us. And then finally, God's kingdom is becoming who God says we are and possessing what God said we can. You as a leader, you are becoming. And what you become determines what you will possess. I'll say it again. What you become, somebody should tweet this to me. What you become, or thread it now because you got threads too. What you become determines what you possess. See, many people want to possess greater, but they haven't become greater. Many people want to possess a lot, but they haven't become a lot. These three components are his kingdom. So let's look back at Acts 14:22. We must, through many tribulations, that's internal pressures is what that means. It also means no good options. So sometimes as a leader, you're going to feel internal pressure because of external things, the people you're leading or the decisions that you have to make. And sometimes as a leader, you will look at your options and say, there are no good ones for me to make. It's not that I don't have options. It's just that the options that I have available to me, they are not good options. But watch what Acts 14:22 says. We must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. Well, now, where is this kingdom at? Luke 17:21, the Bible says that the kingdom is in us. So those three components I gave you, heaven's attributes in the earth, God's modus operandi, becoming who God says we are, possessing what God says we can, all of that is in us. But the only way for us to access that is we have to go through tribulations, which means it's tribulations that make his kingdom come out of you. It's pressure on you that pushes the best out of you. Can I encourage every leader, if you feel like you are under a lot of pressure, if you feel like you've got a lot of options and a lot of decisions you have to make, but you don't have great options, then I tell you, you are a perfect candidate for God to manifest his kingdom through. In fact, I feel bad for people who are not going through anything because it means God isn't taking them anywhere. Can you just drop that in the comments? I'm going somewhere. Come on, would you tweet that to me? I'm going somewhere. Insta story that to me. I'm going somewhere. Yes, you are here. Here's the danger. Tribulations can become toxic if they are mismanaged or misunderstood. Tribulations can become toxic if they're mismanaged or misunderstood. And so consequently, your thoughts can become so toxic that you can become a negaholic. What do you see at the end of that word? A holic. What do we think of? Alcoholic. One that is addicted to alcohol. What's a negaholic? It is a psychological term for one who is addicted to negativity. So let's go through this. What is a negaholic? They're addicted to self-doubt. As a leader, if you become a negaholic because of all of the tribulations that you've gone through, you will constantly doubt you. And there's nothing worse than a leader that doubts themselves because they will never take decisive action. You will never take decisive action. Number two, a negaholic is addicted to negativity. We could do this. Well, what about this? You have three problems for every solution. There's always a problem instead of a solution. A leader is not going to do well as a negaholic leader. Some of you, maybe you work in companies or businesses or organizations where the leader is a negaholic, which means everything you suggest, they shoot down because they're addicted to negativity. A negaholic, they, number three, find the bad in everything. They find the negative in everything. Somebody can bring them some chocolates. I'll use something innocuous. Bring me some chocolate. Well, you know, but, you know, you brought me this chocolate, but, oh, God, you could have got me the bigger box. This is a small box. Like, just be grateful for the chocolates. Next, a negaholic is rarely satisfied. Nothing is ever good enough for a negaholic. And hear me, there's a difference between being in pursuit of excellence and being a negaholic. A leader, specifically, who is in pursuit of excellence says we can always improve. A negaholic says we never do good enough. Watch the difference. One who's in pursuit of excellence says we can always improve. One who is addicted to negativity says, a negaholic says we never do good enough. Next, a negaholic, it's a syndrome. What's a syndrome? It's a group of symptoms which consistently occur together. A group of symptoms which consistently occur together. Which means when you're a negaholic, there's all of these symptoms that come together. So you have a syndrome. So it's kind of like if you've ever had a cold, and that's really not the best definition for syndrome, but just you're going to have runny nose, you know, you're going to have congestion. You know, there's some symptoms that go along with this. If you're a negaholic leader, you're going to have symptoms that always go along with this. In addition to that, a negaholic, listen, convinces themselves that they can't have what they want. A negaholic leader says, we can't do it. It'll never work. I'm never going to do this. I'm never going to build this department. I'm never going to build this ministry. I'm never going to build this team. A negaholic, let's go further, unconsciously limits their own innate abilities. A negaholic puts the brakes on themselves. A negaholic can be a millionaire but says, oh, that's risky. Oh, that's risky because you're addicted to negativity. The truth is the risk of being average outweighs the risk of taking the risk. Let's push further. A negaholic sabotages their own wishes, desires, and dreams because they self-impose limitations on joy, fulfillment, and happiness. That you literally sabotage yourself. And as a leader, if you're this way, you're not just sabotaging you, you're sabotaging what you lead. So you, as the leader, become the lead. Let's push this further. A negaholic, their beliefs, attitudes, and perceptions keep them restricted, constrained, and curtailed, which means they become their own worst enemy. But I pray for you and every leader that's watching this podcast right now that wherever you have become a negaholic because your tribulation, which was designed to bring the kingdom out of you, because that tribulation became toxic and that toxicity got into your thoughts, I pray for you that you would break the negaholism. I need you to drop this in the comments. I will not be a negaholic. I will not be a negaholic. You cannot be a negaholic supervisor. You cannot be a negaholic pastor. You cannot be a negaholic chief executive. You cannot be a negaholic leader of your nonprofit. You can't be negative. So the question becomes, Mr. Foreman, how in the world do I detox and how do I break negaholism? Proverbs 23:7. The Bible says, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Heart in scripture, Old Testament is the word lev, L-E-B, which means mind. New Testament is the word cardia, which means mind. How in the world do you defeat negaholism? As a man thinks in his mind, so is he. Which means as a man is, so are his thoughts. Everything that I just described about a negaholic, you're just going to have to go do the opposite of it. Sometimes, to change how you think, you've just got to do it, and your thoughts will catch up. As a leader, we're born to be lions. We're born to take risks. We're born to jump. We're born to do what other people don't do. See, there's a difference between a leader and a manager. A manager is designed to maintain. A leader is designed to advance. You are a leader and a manager simultaneously. So I'm going to maintain, but I'm also going to advance. You have to do both at the same time. Because if you don't do both, you will get stuck managing, and you will only manage what you have and never advance it. You, I pray, you advance and you accelerate. Listen, I wanted to make today's podcast super short. I didn't want it to be long, but I wanted it to be strong because you got to go take some action. If you're addicted to self-doubt, you need to say, I believe in myself. I can do all things through Christ. If you're addicted to negativity, you have to, when you sit and hear yourself talking negative, say, shut up. Shut up. But no, this is good. If you find the bad in everything, you got to go look for the good in everything. If you're really satisfied, you got to say, I'm grateful that this is the progress we made and I'm excited about the future. If you self-impose limitations, go do something that you said you never do. Go try something you say you never try. In the summertime, you know what things I like to do? I like to ride roller coasters, and here's why. And not just roller coasters. I like to do those tall rides. You go up real high and you come down real fast. Any amusement park ride, generally speaking, outside of teacups. I don't know that I do. I don't do teacups. I like to do that. You know why? Because as a leader, it makes me confront things head on. It makes me go way high, and then it drops me, and it makes me stay in that moment to where what was at one point like, whoa, to now you get on the ride and you're like, I know what to expect. I expected the ride, and I don't have to be negative about the ride. I don't have to be fearful about the ride, because the ride, now I know what to expect. Listen, I pray that the rest of this year is the best of your year in your leadership. If today's podcast blessed you, it's time to sow. Faithful givers flourish. And there's several ways that you can give. Number one, you can use text to give. Text them out to 84321. Enter Harvest Church. When you see the Harvest V, that's where you want to be. You can use Cash App, $BishopForeman, with the number 2 at the end. If you want to mail it in, mail it in. P.O. Box 441004, Aurora, Colorado, 844. Or just go to our website, harvestchurch.church, and click the give button. Finally, those of you who want to use PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, or Givelify, all of that's available for you. The key email is hello@harvestchurch.church. I want to push every leader to sow 80. That's our seed. 8 is the number of a new beginning. And for some of you, the new beginning has to start in your mind. You have been a negaholic. You've been negative. And you say, it's the people, it's this, it's that. No, leader, it's you. But I pray that this month of August, that there would be a new you that emerges, and it would not be a negaholic. I love you. Go on this alone with God. Do me a favor. If this podcast blessed you, share it. And if you're listening on one of the podcast providers, leave a 5-star review so that we can continue reaching more people and changing more lives. Until next time, love God, love people, and love life.
And we love people, and you know we love life. Love life. Love God. And we love people.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.